Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Monty Miller will be here. He'll have a lot to say about Republican politics in the Silver State. And plus, Ray Hager will talk to Dick Gamet, Orrin Johnson, and Liz McMenamin on the Power Pundit panel. That's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Monty Miller. He is the CEO of the Key State Companies. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
You are a conservative businessman, to say the least. I wanted to start out with this question. Under Governor Gibbons and John Ensign, there was no funding for the state party. Do you see the governor taking the reins as far as getting the party together and being a true leader to help build the party?
Yes, I do. He's already taken the reins of the party, working with Amy, very closely with Amy.
Amy Tarkanian.
And they're in contact all the time, and he's pledged to be the leader of the party.
Senator Reid put together an incredible get-out-the-vote machine across the state, literally from the time that he almost lost to John Ensign all those years ago, but in preparation for Barack Obama and or whoever was going to be the Democratic presidential candidate, and then for himself, and that organization is still in place to potentially help Shelley Berkley onto victory. How much time do you think it's going to take the governor and Amy Tarkanian to rebuild the party both financially and physically in terms of a get-out-the-vote campaign? Can it be done in time for this year, 2012?
They will be done. And look at what Reid has done, the machine he's built over the years is very difficult to duplicate. And by the last election, we can see that. But with what's happening with the voter, how the voters changed, and with the help from outside of Nevada, the Republican National Committee and other organizations, with a governor that's leading, with a governor that has the personality traits to pull people in on a mission, and that's what Brian Sandoval can do, and with the endless, tireless effectiveness of Amy Tarkanian and the team she's putting together, Bob List on the national Republican side, we're going to do it.
Do you see the Republicans and the Democrats split into two parts each, moderates versus the right and the left parts of the parties? And is that a problem for you?
Each party being split? Mm-hmm. I think it's been that way for a long time. I think there's been moderates in every party for many, many years. Look, I don't see it as a problem. I see the right, which I'm part of in the Republican Party, the conservative party, part of the party, the moderates in general, bless their hearts, have not solved national and national problems or state problems. And I'll just use two examples: education in Nevada, education in the country, the national debt. Now, I put a lot of that on the go-along, get-along of the moderates that represent the American people in the state and in the on the national scene. And I don't think a conservative, or for that part, the liberals on the in the Democrat side, I think they're the people that get things done. I think they're the people that stir it up. I think they're the people that help solve the problems. Now, we each have liberals and the right and the Republican Party have obviously opposite views, but they're much more engaged. They raise money and they do battle. And this is about a battle of ideas. It's been going on a long time, and it's coming to a head in many areas: education, national debt, and other parts, and other problems that we haven't attacked.
You know, it's interesting. We did a program during the legislative session where we had the ACLU and the Eagle Forum on at the same time, and they were talking about how many issues they were working together on. Is there a thought somewhat that the extremes of the party are actually closer together to each other than the center is?
Well, I think there's some commonality in the extremes. I don't think it's a big percentage. But what I'm talking about is big government that tries to solve all the problems that the American taxpayer, Nevada taxpayer, can't afford, and that's where the battle lines are drawn right there. That's where the hard left and the hard right do not agree, and it's an important argument. It's important. There are people in this country, in the state of Nevada, that should be taken care of. And we're defining that all the time. In every election, we're defining who we're going to ask to represent us, to define who should get government services and who should not. We've gone too far. Especially on the national scene, we've gone too far. And the American taxpayer, the American people, cannot afford to take care of the number of things that Washington's asking them to take care of. There's not enough money.
And did it surprise you that President Bush, George W. Bush, was the one that pushed the Part D Medicare plan?
It did. It did surprise me.
Sal Russo was on this program about a year and a half ago when Sharon Angle was running for Congress. And he's the head of the Tea Party Express out of Sacramento that was supporting her, despite the fact that other Tea Party groups in the state of Nevada were not. In fact, the main group, I think, was supporting John Chachas. And Sal on the program said that they were supporting Sharon Angle because she had a reputation of saying no. No to the governor, no to the legislators, and that we needed people to go back to Washington and say no. But not too many, otherwise we'd never get anything done. What do you think about that quote?
Not too many.
Not too many people who go back and just say no to everything.
Well, I mean, you can say no, and it's important to say no, but we've also got to look at the reality. Carson City, it's last session. Our young, extraordinary governor with the extraordinary communication skills was able to make major changes that have never been made before in education programs and economic development, etc., because he had the communication skills and he had two caucuses, Republican caucuses, that stood their ground. But they didn't run the assembly and the Senate. The Democrats ran the assembly and the Senate. So the governor didn't get two-thirds of what he wanted, but he got a third. So yes, we can't say no all the time. We've got to do a deal. and it depends on the math and the makeup of the legislature. This is happening in Washington. We've got to do a deal in Washington, and we, the conservatives, can't get everything they want. But by golly, we wouldn't get anything if it wasn't for the Democrat or the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. We wouldn't be anywhere close to getting what we're getting without them holding the line. So these power structures, these groups of votes are terribly important. But if you don't have the houses and the executive branch, you're not going to get the whole pie. That's all.
And we even saw that. Well, even when you do have all the houses and the presidency, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the whole pie. Let's take a break. More with Monty Miller when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on the program, we continue with Monty Miller. He is the CEO of the Keystone Companies, and a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. The Dean Heller, Shelley Berkeley, Byron Giorgio race for U.S. Senate. What does Heller have to do, having moved to the right of Sharon Angle while in Congress, to attract voters, especially in Southern Nevada?
No, I think he has to tell the people in Southern Nevada what he's been, what his votes have been, and since he was in Congress. And we have to tell the Nevada voters what Shelley's votes have been since she's been in Congress. Shelley Berkeley has towed the Reid line, the Obama line, since she was there. And the numbers for Obama show that the American people do not like what he's been doing. He's not solving the problems. He's talking a lot, but he's not bringing solutions. And Senator Heller has voted, as far as I'm concerned, has voted for in the right direction. He's communicated his displeasure with how much money we're spending and voted accordingly. On taxes, he's voted just exactly how I would want him to vote. Otherwise, we're paying enough to Washington right now. We don't need to pay him any more. Give him a dollar more, they're going to spend more money. Plain and simple, they're going to spend it on something they shouldn't be spending it on. So I think his track record's good. That being said, Dean Heller has got a lot of work to do in Southern Nevada to let the people in Southern Nevada know who he is. He's a fine, young, principled man. and he'll do a great job as continuing as senator.
He was considered when he was in the legislature and as Secretary of State to be a moderate and as Secretary of State nonpartisan type person, and surprised a lot of people by the positions he took after that primary that included Don Gibbons and Sharon Angle. But it's interesting to see him already starting to work his way back a little bit to the center, his vote on unemployment extensions, for example. I want to change the topic, so we have about 3 minutes left here, and talk about immigration, because you're a businessman and you deal with the realities of the world, not just the politics and advertising. In California, we've seen a version of the DREAM Act being passed. What should we be doing about immigration? We're spending so much money to cover the border, and I'm not saying that's a wrong thing, but at what point do we say we've spent enough money? You know, do we spend $10 billion to stop one person coming through, to stop 100 people coming through, to stop 1,000 people coming through? Or should we put in place the ability for people to be able to come to this country to work legally and then figure out what to do with the folks who are already here?
Well, I think both of them have to be worked on at the same time. But Sam, what you said, there is absolutely nothing wrong with what you said. We have the genius in this country to put together a system, ID system, border system, to bring the people here that want to come here and work. For goodness sakes, you know, this country's built on immigration. We have the genius to do that, and we haven't done it on Republican or Democrat presidents, and it's a shame. But the immigrants that want to come here, that'll bring something to this country, and we should put a program together for them to come, and at the same time, we got to parallel have a program to keep the bad guys out.
And we have the ability to do that.
I believe we do.
You know, it's interesting. There used to be a joke about, you know, as much as you strengthen the border, eventually if you build a 10-foot-high fence, that they'll build a 12-foot-high catapult. And I was stunned today to read in the Review Journal that they're sending methamphetamine products over the border, one of the ways using catapults. This is out of control.
Man, they're using their genius. We're not using our genius, because politics gets in the way of it. And it's on both sides, both parties. They're afraid of this issue. It's a huge issue. But I just think it's a great human interest issue, because Mexican Americans are huge, and Latin Americans, Latinos in general, are an important part of this country. And that'll never be turned around. And you can't live in the southwestern United States and not know how much they've added to this country.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much, sir, for a very thoughtful discussion. And please come back. We'll be right back on. There we are. No need to leave. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmaking after this timeout.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hiring the right attorney will protect you and give you peace of mind. Don't take a chance that the insurance company will treat you fair. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
August is the perfect month to meet with one of our designers and order your custom upholstery for your holiday entertaining. Right now, all Drexel and Thomasville custom upholstery is 40% off. Our extensive fabric and leather selection is unsurpassed, literally hundreds of choices. Plus, we're offering an extra discount for payment in full. See one of our designers today and save 40% on custom upholstery, only at Ennis of Reno.
Ennis by Furniture.
Mark Amaday, caught lying about his record. So why believe his attacks on Kate Marshall?
In the treasurer's office, we were able to save millions of dollars simply by renegotiating contracts, by cutting expenses, and increased services without raising taxes.
Financial expert Kate Marshall, praised by the Gazette Journal as a serious caretaker of taxpayer money.
My job is to make sure that we have our middle class. I'm Kate Marshall, and I approve this message. I didn't take a pay raise in Nevada, and I won't take one in Washington.
News 4 app, now available for both the iPhone and Android devices. The News 4 app gives instant breaking news updates with push notifications. Go to the App Store or Android Market and search My News 4 to download the app for free.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad, back here for our Power Pundit panel. We have Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamick, Liz McMenamin with the Retail Association of Nevada, and Orrin Johnson with the Washoe County Public Defender's Office. All right, since we have two attorneys on the panel, I want to ask you, there's a story, but I think it might be a non-story that was in the Reno Gazette Journal. Ray Hager might hate me for saying it's a non-story, about the relationship with congressional candidate Mark Amaday and Judge Russell. Do you think that they own a mining claim together in Story County and a $500 mining claim? Do you think that this is really an issue?
I would really like to think that both Judge Russell and Mark Amaday are above and beyond a $500 venture that would affect anything that they're going to do. But then since the Kerrigan case, you really start to wonder about when people have to declare conflicts, when there is some kind of an ethics question. So to me, this whole thing is up in the air right now as to what they can or cannot do. The fact it's been disclosed is good, but if both gentlemen say that they have no problem with it, I don't see an issue.
Orrin, let me ask you a question. Do you think the timing of this, because Judge Russell made the decision about who was going to be able to run and how the candidates were appointed before Mark Amaday was the nominee.
Right. And there's what, 15 other Republicans? There's a huge amount of other candidates, three major Republicans, and as Judge Russell pointed out, Mark Amaday wasn't even a named party to that particular action. The outcome of that case was not really a surprise if you actually read the pleadings, and the Supreme Court affirmed it by a significant majority. And so I really think you're right. This is a non-story. And quite frankly, if a judge is for sale for $500, I mean, that's a little bit silly. But the other thing is that...
Well, it's not really for sale. They have a partnership together.
But here's the reality of it, is that in Nevada is still a small state, particularly up in northern Nevada. There's going to be relationships, and there's going to be this kind of thing. There's going to be past histories together. If that is enough to conflict it, then almost no judge in northern Nevada would ever be able to sit on any case of any kind of importance, especially where we elect judges and they're political figures.
Liz, what do you think? Will this have any bearing on the election?
I would hope not. I would hope that knowledgeable people would sit down before they vote and look at this and go, this is again political plays that goes on, the digging of the dirt, the Story County of the taxes not being paid for a dollar or whatever it was. That's another non-story. I think that what the Democrat Party is doing is trying to dig up as much as they can on Mark Amaday, and they're not finding anything, so they're having to go for things that have absolutely no bearing on him as his.
Which is good news for Mark Amaday.
Which is very good.
This is the best they got, then there we go.
Well, yeah.
Well, hey, I think more is coming. I think we all know that, and I think you're going to see a lot of attacks, you know, in the next 6 weeks, you know, probably on both sides.
And I'm going to say one thing about that, having just gone through a very bitter election, and I tried to stay on the high road the whole time, is the voters keep saying they don't like to see this, they're tired of it and everything else, but they keep voting for people who do it. So voters out there, you need to get
it
together.
Well, they voted for you. Saying that did you do that, Dick?
But there are people still continue to be elected that are doing it, so get it together and start telling these people that we're not putting up with this junk.
On the other hand, negative stuff isn't necessarily bad if it's legitimate.
I mean, I
agree with that. But at the same time, there's people hate negative ads, but they're effective when the negatives are legit. And
well, let's talk about this for a second on a national level. You know, one of the things that President Obama talked about, this was going to be hope and change. He was going to come in. He was going to change the political discourse. He was going to be the grown up in the room. It was no drama Obama. And you know, looking at him now, I don't know if he's really held up to that. What do you think, Dick?
Oh, I think he definitely has not held up to that. All through this whole tax ceiling thing and everything else, he started acting like a little kid. I'm going to take my marbles and go home if you don't like the way I'm playing. So, no, he hasn't even come close, as far as I'm concerned, my humble little opinion.
No, I agree with Dick. He has not held up. And And the problem is he is supposedly the one setting the example for others to follow. So if the example he's setting is what others are going to follow later on, I have a real problem with that because he has acted like a child. I totally agree with Dick on that one.
Well, and part of it is, I mean, any time that you have somebody that liberal, their worldview revolves around the idea that they know better than you and you and you and me about how to run your life. And so when he gets on TV and every one of his speeches, and you really notice this, it's condescending and it's, most of you have never heard of debt ceiling terms. Well, sure they have. I mean, the people have opinions on it.
Sure, everybody knows they have a credit card limit,
exactly.
Right?
And so these aren't necessarily difficult concepts except to comprehend what $14 trillion actually is about. And so when he comes in and speaks like that to people, it's condescending and off-putting. And when he says, I'm post-partisan except for all those jerk Republicans, I mean, you know, that just doesn't, who are terrorists and want to
break
the world.
Joe Biden calling people terrorists. Yeah. Sarah Palin, she had, you know, one of the best quips I've heard out of her, I think, ever, said, hey, if these people were terrorists, President Obama would want to pal around with them. You know, I know that doesn't elevate the level of discourse. Course, but I think it's
ridiculing something that deserves to be ridiculed, and quite frankly, that's the most effective way of neutralizing something that inane, and it was inane, and it deserved to be ridiculed.
Has President Obama lost the middle?
You know, I really don't know. I'm really concerned with the idea that there's still a lot of true believers out there, regardless of what happened, regardless of what this administration has done and the trouble we're in. And I'd like to know something else. Warren kind of led me into it when he said, world, can we see the bills of the Obama family and all the trips they've taken he's been in office? I'd love to see that, because here we are in this economic situation we are in this country, and they've been all over the world.
All right. On that note, we have to leave it. Thank you for watching. We'll be right back. Nevada Newsmakers.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 is a fully accredited program that brings learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them, without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 95% of K-12 parents agree their children have benefited from this program. As a full-time public school option or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child. Nevada Virtual Academy is currently accepting students in grades K through 12 for fall 2011 enrollment. Call K-12 today or go online to learn more.
Coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, among the guests, Paul Thompson with Ormat Technologies, business expert John Sealmeyer, Bill Cobb with an exit interview from the Board of Regents, and Chancellor of the Board of Regents, Dan Quaich.